Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Google, any podcast station, TuneIn, Deezer, CastBox, YouTube, wherever you're catching us. It's a Dark Mark show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and there we go. Now it's working. You gotta see what I'm looking at. I'm in a studio full of beautiful, dominant women who are adjusting my microphone. There's one right there. And hold on.
I hate being on camera.
She hates being on camera, but she is my co-host. And she's beautiful. I don't know why she hates being on camera. She has all sorts of men worshiping her, just like our guests.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Bach, everybody's favorite heavy metal vegan DJ.
Hey, guys. Happy end of almost summer. Halloween's almost coming.
Right. It is almost Halloween.
Yeah, this is a nice way to kick it off.
Well, it's going to be an interesting month in August.
It is.
Because we got some naughty S&M hijinks this week.
We do.
Next week, we got Beth Lapidus from Uncabaret's coming back, and mm-hmm. We're going to talk comedy then. Then we've got Mr. Cyan, our old friend.
Some
people. And then, sadly, the 20th will be our last show with our producer, Morgan, who will be leaving us. But check out her podcast, Burst Your Bubble.
Mm-hmm.
But what a show we got tonight.
We do. We have quite a show. We had quite a green room.
We've been talking in the green room, all sorts of naughty stuff. Right to your right here is she... There we go. You're going to be going to... She's one of the top doms here in L.A., I would say.
I mean, you know, that's certainly one way to phrase it. I definitely am a dom in L.A.
Apparently, according to her hashtags, she has a perfect body, and I'm not going to disagree with that. I wouldn't dare, of course, because that's got us next.
Yeah, it might be more trouble than it's worth, really, to disagree with me.
We'll find
it's easier to just let me have my way.
I guess so. And then next year, from Atlanta.
No, I'm from New York, and now I'm
Well, I know
in
you're
Atlanta.
From New York. I can tell from that accent already, but...
No, I live in Atlanta. I'm based out of Atlanta, but I mainly work here in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get my facts wrong, but pardon me. That's Bossy Delilah.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Hey, everybody.
No, I can tell you're from New York already. That's there's no question about that, but you live in Atlanta, but you're here... You guys are traveling all the time. I didn't know the life of a dominatrix was so full of travel.
Well, it is now, more so than it was when I started out. But where are you going?
Not all the subs are in the same city. You know, you got to move around.
Really?
Called paper chasing.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just got back from Seattle. I got back two nights ago. And then I'll be flying off to Florida for FetCon this Tuesday, 6 a.m.
Right, and then we're going to talk about the New Orleans DomCom, which you both are affiliated with. We're going to talk about that and all sorts of wacky hijinks and crazy stories, and I can't wait to get into it. So we're going to get our sponsors going real quick.
Yep, we're
going to
get our sponsors out of the way.
Yes, Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/DMS.
Mm-hmm.
Get a free book, a free 30-day trial, and two Audible originals. And they have a lot of smutty books about S&M, sex, all sorts of crazy stuff. And also, Doomy's Home Cooking. Mm-hmm. Now, are either of you vegan, by the way?
Plant-based.
Good. No, we like that.
Oh, yeah? Are you?
Do I look like I'm vegan?
Hell no.
Exactly. Does she look like she's vegan?
Yeah.
Yes. So you guys, our other sponsor is Doomy's Home Cooking, which is the best vegan food I've ever had.
To me, baby.
Different Doomies. It's D-O-O-M-I-E-S.
It's a good way to remember it.
Yes, trust me.
Let me know if you need someone to sing that for you.
I mean, it's just as good.
like Harbinger of Doom, D-O-O-M-I-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
1253 Vine Street. There's one in Culver City. There's one in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, Culver City, okay.
If you're ever in Toronto, Canada or Culver City, yeah, there's one that's actually not that far from Sanctuary LAX where you...
I'm going to check it out.
Where you're both beating a lot of ass. So, yeah. It's just like vegan junk food. They have pulled pork.
Great.
They have Big Mac and the secret menu.
Chili cheese fries.
All
vegan.
Shrimp po' boys.
Right
oh, now. No, I'm telling you.
Let's go after the show.
Chicken parmesan. Yeah, there's one right down the street, 1253 Vine Street. Also Toronto, Canada. So
get my plate ready. I'm coming.
Oh, okay.
And they also have a Nex-Mex in Hollywood that's right next to it, and it has an amazing Mexican food, all vegan. And your flatas.
We're definitely going to pig out.
Burritos.
Biggest flatas I've ever had.
Yeah.
So Bossy Delilah.
Yeah.
Now I've interviewed a lot of Doms on the show, and you say you're from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Now most of them are goddess, mistress, this, that. Well, how'd you come up with Bossy?
This is just one of my titles.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it was, you know, some people say mistress, some people say bossy, some people say bossy bitch.
Yeah.
Bossy ass Delilah. But yeah, when I got my title, Tari Indiana.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
Yes.
Okay, well, when she had the Den of Iniquity in New York City, mm-hmm. she had a list of names that you had to pick from that were approved by her.
Right.
And I saw Delilah on it, and I went right for it. So when I said, is it mistress? She's like, no, it's like Madonna. It's Delilah.
Oh, okay.
Boom. That's how it went.
So that's one name. So how'd you get Bossy?
I just threw it up there because I think it was around the time when Bossy, remember that song?
Yeah.
You know, Khalees?
Yeah, right.
So I think I had it as a ringtone, and I just went with it.
Because you're the first Bossy, first Dom that has that title that I've met.
Well, there's the boss, Irene.
Oh, boss. No, yeah, I know her, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's not real serious for me if somebody else takes, it's Delilah. At the end of the day, Delilah.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
It's
Delilah.
Okay, so if a man just calls you Delilah, not Bossy Delilah, you won't.
No, it doesn't bother me.
No extra whooping or anything like
no,
that?
No, it's more that he does what I say.
Right. Because, and by the way, we were talking about Hannah's grandpa is very excited about the show. I don't know how far he's
gone.
I thought she was
joking about that.
she's not.
That's a wonderful thing. When you have family supporting you.
Yeah, he definitely supports me. And then he like.
He'll support this show. Grandpa, and the thing is, you look such a nice young lady. And then I was going on your Twitter, and you were taking a guy and shoving his face in a toilet that you inferred was full of urine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Was it full of urine?
It was called spit pee soup.
Right.
So I would say, go and support me, buy the clip, watch it, and then we can discuss it.
I like that.
So if you see the full clip, then you'll know.
That's the whole point. If I discuss it, then why would, you know.
Right.
Okay. So that's interesting. And guys like this.
Yeah, I mean, if there's someone out there that wants to know what's in the bottom of that toilet, come through.
Well, no, I mean, forget what's in the bottom of the toilet for a second, because I want people to see the clip too, but but he enjoyed it.
Oh, he loves it.
He loves it.
He loves it. And the things that I do to his
balls. It's just like waterboarding.
Oh, yeah. I have
it's
all
a little
form.
Bit different than waterboarding.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you showed the guy's face in the toilet?
Not in a toilet, but definitely in maybe a dog dish or a bowl.
Oh, okay. And they like that?
Yeah, I mean, they like whatever I tell them to like.
Yeah?
At the end of the day.
Oh, wow.
But waterboarding is a little bit different. I mean, you have to be a lot more careful when you're waterboarding someone.
Yeah.
You can really shove someone's head into a toilet fairly recklessly, but waterboarding is a delicate sport, you know? Don't try it at home.
Have you waterboarded anybody?
Not yet.
Okay. You looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah.
So one of yourselves, if he's good enough?
I'm trying to do a little bit more research. Turns out there's not a lot of guides on how to do safe waterboarding, but I like to be fully informed before I take on like potentially life risking sorts of play.
I would imagine.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's,
Do you are you the same way? Or
there
are just
too many reckless Doms out there,
absolutely.
And I think this is important that she's talking about this.
Yeah. So you're not a reckless Dom. You'll research it yourself.
Mm-mm, I'm not reckless. I was trained by some of the best in the game.
So whereabouts in New York are you from? The Bronx? Or?
I was born in Brooklyn Hospital.
Me too.
Lies.
No, it's Long Island College Hospital, Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
My brother was born in Long Island, but it's not there no more.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, they shut that
down. Yeah, so we're both Brooklyn people.
That's right.
So I became a weird comic that has a radio show. How did you become a Dom? Were you always like picking on the boys in school? Was that what happened? Or?
I was a tomboy growing up, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I grew up with brothers.
Okay.
The way I got into it, I was young. I was really young.
And that's when Brooklyn was Brooklyn, not the gentrified Brooklyn now.
You remember the vault in New York?
We moved when I was three. I don't remember, but...
The vault on 14th, Meatpacking District?
We moved when I was three years old, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The vault.
Yeah, the vault.
Okay.
That's where I did my first session.
Okay.
I was 17.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that allowed? Is that legal?
I mean, it doesn't matter now.
I know.
A story now. It was over 20 years ago, so.
Right. Don't say that.
What do you mean?
You're in your late 30s. I can't even imagine.
That's a great number. I'll take it.
Okay.
We're not right. discussing my age either.
Oh, okay. Because that's what I'm saying now.
But it was 20 years ago. You can do the math. Anybody out there wants to do it, they can.
So what led you to the vault?
My first is smoking. I was just sitting next to somebody and they offered me a cigarette. I was just watching the room and my eyes were just brightly lit. Like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
The girl that rang me, her name is Jessica. She was from New Orleans and she mm-hmm. worked at the same strip club as me. Okay. On 42nd and 8th Avenue called Show World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember when they had all those like acts in there?
Yeah.
When you got paid to be a stripper?
Yeah, those were the days. What happened?
Twerking. Fucking kill the game. No, I'm just kidding. No, actually.
But you found a better game, though, a more lucrative game.
You know what? The game found me. When I was actually stripping, I had guys coming to me with whips, shoes. One of the things that I did as at the club was pee in a pair of high heels and watch the man drink it.
Oh, wow.
In the back room where, you know, a lot of fucking goes. But I was never doing any of that stuff. I was always doing, like, fucking sessions, like S&M sessions. Whipping.
So other strippers they would ask to fuck them. You, like, I'm gonna pee in the shoe and I'll drink it.
What a blessing. What a blessing. I think that's the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's become.
Thank you to the guy who bought me those shoes and the whips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what was your first session like when you were just a wee teenager?
I mean, I just explained to you the couple that happened, but I really didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So fast forward, the club found out I was underage. So I had to take a little hiatus, turn 18, right. And then come back.
Yeah, so when you came back...
By the time I came back, I had a plan. I was going to school. I saved up money, got an apartment in Harlem, and then ditched the shit and got into the street game, basically. Okay. And I did that until I was 22, and then after that, I got right back into S&M because I realized that other shit was going to... Maybe I was going to end up locked up.
Oh, okay. Oh, that street game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought you were like... How some people do that playing basketball or something.
I had to sell to survive. And I wasn't going to sell my pussy or fuck. Some girls can do it, more power to them. I have no shade on that. I was just not that breed. I just couldn't. So being mean was easier. Being assertive was easier. Being in control was like nothing to me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get this confidence?
From the
to
men.
Be that, to be that assertive.
My fans.
Yeah?
Have you ever asked a man where he gets his confidence from? I'm just curious.
Work.
Yes.
That's my lawyer. Yeah.
Yes, because I don't know.
Where do you get your confidence, Mark?
Do I have confidence?
Do you?
I don't know.
I'm
actually not terribly confident these days.
Oh, you're not terribly confident.
But if you sensed I was confident, then maybe I am. I don't know.
I mean, I've met much less confident men than you, but that's not saying too much.
Well, that's your business.
A lot of submissive men can be very confident.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then why?
They're incredibly powerful, confident,
right. Really
wonderfully intense men who are incredibly submissive and have those moments of genuine vulnerability.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a common misconception that submissive men can't be leaders.
Many leaders are submissive men.
I just said it's a common misconception. I didn't say it was your misconception.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you believe what they say about some of our leaders, who knows? What they've been doing.
Where do you get perverts, huh?
Where do you get your confidence?
I'm pretty sure I was born with it. It seems that way.
Yeah, you were born a goddess?
Yeah, I mean, if you look like this, you know, you have a little bit of confidence about it.
Yeah. Some would say... I don't know, looking at your post, possibly a little arrogance. You got a perfect body, apparently.
Yeah, well.
I'm not disagreeing, I'm just saying. That's what she hashtags, perfect body.
Yeah, hashtag perfect body, hashtag all men are slaves, you know. It's an interesting thing, isn't it, marketing? Oh, such a funny monster.
Are all men slaves?
Branding. I don't know. I guess we can find out.
Yeah.
As I slowly enslave all of them.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I mean, even
between the two of you, you're going to enslave all men?
We'll find out, won't we?
It's called being turned out.
If I let you in on my master plan this early, it would really be detrimental to the entire experience.
Yeah, we'll wait till later on in the show. But yeah. Yeah, but all... You said it's being turned out?
Turned out.
I heard.
Yeah, turning him out.
Turned out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, tell me more. That come to me to do like foot licking and end up.
Now here's that. This is the thing.
At the bottom of my toilet.
Now, here's the thing. Now, I, as I said, I dabble in this. Hannah, I think I'm trying to make Hannah into a dominatrix.
And it's not going to happen. I think it's too nice. Too passive.
No, we gotta work on that, because every time we've had like S&M things going on, she's very intrigued.
Well, I'm intrigued just by, and people in general. That's why I love this job. I get to step into somebody else's world for an hour every week, and I'm grateful for that.
But when, you know, I saw you last time we had a guy getting whipped and stuff.
Yeah, but I was also asking if he was okay as I had the belt around his neck. I was assisting one of our guests.
Yeah.
You know, and she's a friend of mine, so of course I'm not going to say no. I'm going to help a friend out.
I saw a sparkle in your eye.
Oh, it was fun, but it's not for me. It's something new I tried.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like proud of myself that I actually, you know, did it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to enslave all men, they might need a third, is what I'm saying.
There's a couple I'd like to get revenge
There's
on.
There's always room on our team for more women, so just let me know if you're interested. We'll give you, you know, collar leash. You go find a man, bring him home. We'll train right. good.
Cool.
Is that how it goes?
If somebody
was like, I want to try this, how would they go about it?
How would they go about it if someone wanted to try BDSM? Well, I would say...
Try being a professional.
You know... If you're in LA, you have the benefit of having spaces like Sanctuary, which is, mm-hmm. in my opinion, one of the best places to get a start,
right.
especially if you don't have hard skill experience. So
right.
What I mean by that is, like, if you're going to be a professional dominant, you need to have basic human anatomy understanding in addition to how to wield implements. So that's going to be flogger technique, you know, how to use a whip, a cane, a paddle, all these things mm-hmm. without causing, you know, permanent damage to someone. If
right.
you don't have that knowledge yet, but you're interested in getting a start, working in a place like Sanctuary is really great because there is a full staff of people who are willing to work with you and share their experience. Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Cyan is willing to tutor people one-on-one.
Right.
And it provides a really safe, like, functional, supportive environment for people to get started.
Right.
Unfortunately, if you don't have a commercial dungeon space like that in the area where you live, it is a little bit more difficult.
Right.
But I can guarantee that for most people, within 1 to 2 hours of where you live, there is somewhere that's teaching BDSM classes,
mm-hmm.
even on a small scale. So I would go to FetLife and check out events in your area and
right.
find like play parties and munches and classes around you so that you can talk to other people and learn the skills.
Did you say munches?
Munches.
Mm-hmm. What's a munch?
A munch is basically like a meeting of kinky people in a vanilla setting. So
uh-huh.
like we're all kinky and we're maybe going to discuss kink and how we are kinky, but it's in like a restaurant or a bar or a coffee shop, so we know
right.
we're not going to play. No one's going to dress in their fetish wear. It's very casual and low key.
Hopefully.
But, you know, yeah, hopefully. But,
have you been into some
you know
munches that got out of control?
Yeah, full leather, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people don't know, you know, And some people, that's their normal. Some people's basic is just walking around in full leather.
Yeah.
I think the idea with the munches is, like, you just don't want to make the vanillas uncomfortable, you know?
Because
right. that's always awkward when they want you to, like, leave a space because you're a little too weird.
Mm-hmm. I've had that happen.
I'm sure you
now
have.
Tell us about that.
No.
Yeah, Mark, tell us about that.
No, I've
Your
had,
turn.
Come on.
No, you know, because when I perform, I wear makeup, and probably the best is when we went after a show. We went to Hooters, and I was there with my. It was funny because I was there with my gay friend, and I was all in makeup, and he was checking out a bunch of the guys, and they told us to leave.
Oh shit!
Because they were freaked out by the two
weird.
Of us. It was too weird.
Oh my
yeah.
god!
So how did you get started?
Well, I was always interested in BDSM as like a sideline sort of thing, conceptually very down. When I was in college,
was this something that you practiced in your sexual life?
A little bit. There was like a period of time that I was not necessarily engaging with it, even sexually. Just a varied snippet of my life, you know, taking a lot of breaks in a lot of ways. But my housemate in college, who I shared a place with, I knew that she worked at like a dungeon or some kind of like sex place. I didn't really know. We didn't talk about it that much, but it was like mm-hmm. she's gone always on weekends and like all the way to LAX and like very like weird or like sort of erratic hours and like all this like stuff. And I was just like, okay, cool, whatever. And that was kind of background information for a while. And then I graduated college and I was like, now what?
I know the feeling.
And so kind of, you know, bopped around trying to figure out what the fuck I was going to do with my life and how the hell I was going to survive in Los Angeles. And I remembered, like, background, my friend worked at this place. Does she still work there? Can I have information about it? And I went and talked to her and got the lowdown, went to a party, filled out mm-hmm. an application. Mr. Sang got in touch with me, did a little skills test, and then that was it. I was working at Sanctuary. I started as a switch because I didn't have all of the skills required to be like a pro dom at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a switch for about a year, and now I am just a dom there, so okay. I don't bottom professionally.
Yeah, so the goddess next, did they give that to you? Is that
I mean, we're allowed to choose our own title, whatever it is. You can't have a title as a switch,
right.
But you can have one as a dom. So I chose goddess. I've never felt too much like a mistress. I think it's a great title, but for me, my play is a lot of ritual worship and mm-hmm. like truly, you know, the truly devoted submissives that I keep, you know. They devote ritual tasks daily and you know, will pray to me and
oh, really?
Worship and send tribute and all of these things. And so I like to be, you know, your new religion. It's like a truly your God.
Which goes to the Twitter question, do you do religious play?
Yes, right.
This is religious play.
Yeah, it's all of it is religious play. That's my ideal. I can have... There's just an infinite breadth of possibility within the BDSM world, and for me, I have so much fun doing so many different things, but my personal play, my personal submissives, you know, I like them to consider it like a holy rite, a religious experience to spend time with me.
I like that. I think I'm going to pick some of that up in my dating life.
See what I'm saying? Now she's perking up. Listen to this.
My body is your temple, right? And
okay.
You will pray at it.
Okay, so guys are sitting there on their knees.
Absolutely.
Praying, you know, pray to God as my soul to keep.
Yeah, pray to me. I'll make them write scriptures, and then that's a determination of whether or not I think that particular submissive is good at this or not. If they're bad at it, I will provide for them scripture to read.
So you have your own Bible?
Not yet.
But you're compiling.
I'm not gonna write it.
You're compiling your own Bible as we're speaking.
I have some choice phrases. I have a couple like bastardizations of actual Christian text. So I have like a version of the Lord's Prayer that I'll have people read. I recently did a clip with that.
Ah. So, wow.
That's pretty cool. Where can they find this clip?
They can find this clip.
I was going to say, if we want to see this.
Right? Well, the easiest way to get to all of my links and all of the infinite smut I have to offer is definitely going to goddessnix.net. That's my jumping site for everything. I've got my clip stores on there. I want clips, clips for sale, mini vids.
Mm.
OnlyGoddessNix.com has my subscription-based OnlyFans, which is like all the behind-the-scenes stuff and all of that. And yeah, I produce a lot of weird shit.
Well,
so.
you just did a shoot in a nun's outfit.
Yeah, I just did. Well, I just did. Before I went to Seattle, I did a smothering shoot with the Queendom, who has a great clip store online. I think their Twitter is at The Real Queendom. And I was a nun in two of those, so I'm smothering the guy with
my
ass.
I was going to say, that's
yeah,
so you're...
I know, that's always the next question.
You're just sitting on
what
the guy.
What part of your body do you use to smother them?
No, I know. I trust me, who are you talking to, an amateur? I know what you did, but... which is weird now, when you're doing that.
I have a question after this. I want to know if you like being smothered.
I don't.
Have you ever tried it?
Well, I've had women sit on my face, but I've never had them like smother me.
How well could
what
you
mean
breathe?
You never like had them like smother you? I don't understand.
I'm not a sub.
Can we see this? Can we?
You want to smother me right now?
I got some jeans.
You won't like it in the jeans. So yeah, sure.
Okay.
his nose is really gonna feel it.
Yeah. Okay, that's the thing.
Going back to the question, so you can you explain that the smothering and how it kind of sorta?
No, I mean I'm aware of. I hang out in fetish clubs. I'm more of a voyeur, dabbler, but
so
no,
you
I've
let
never
women
had
sit on your face, but just like not all their weight.
Right.
You're a big guy. You could take it.
Like swimming. Just hold your fucking breath.
If you say, well, we'll see what happens later. But I'm just saying.
I actually teach a class all about smothering and bodily breath play. So,
really?
Yeah, I could probably teach you a lot.
I might take the class. I don't know.
It's really
I,
good. Come to DomCon New Orleans and you'll see.
Well, I'd like to go. I'd like to go to New Orleans. Now, when is DomCon New Orleans?
It's
since
October.
That's what we're
I think it's the 8th through the 12th. Hmm. Whatever that, if you look at your calendar and you look at those dates, whatever the weekend is there, it's right. Like Thursday through Monday. But I think it's about the 8th through the 12th, but it might be slightly off on the
okay.
dates.
I'll double check that. But yeah, so you're going to be teaching the smothering and breath like class there.
Yeah, I taught it for the first time at DomCon LA in May, and it was really well received. I taught it at the industry only parts, and so I'm going to be teaching it for like the general public in New Orleans. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Right. But no, I'm not. What made you think I'm into smothering? That's a good.
No, I didn't say that you. I asked because I was interested in knowing if you were into it. I didn't assume that you were. Just
no, I mean,
the
I've
way
had. The thing is, here's the whole thing about the smothering, and that's what I was going to ask. Is my instinct, if a woman is sitting on my face, is to, you know, start with the tongue and everything. Does that ever happen? Like,
yeah, that's why we put duct tape around your mouth and gag you and then put duct tape. That's what I have to do most of the time.
When you smother a guy? Oh, okay.
Now I really don't because so many men fear me because of what I do. I mean, if you really get into my extreme stuff.
Well, let's get into it.
No. Again, they can buy my stuff and go and look at it, but I'm a heavy player. If you saw what I on my Twitter timeline, what I
no, did. I saw a few things. I saw a few things, but yeah, no, but I don't want to not. No, go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking about tying you up and just smothering the shit out of you. That's it. That's
oh, really?
What, that's I'm, all I'm thinking about because I could see that you're gonna be a fighter. You probably think you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's more of a being a fighter. I probably. I think I would be. Yeah, I think I would be frightened because I would think I would die.
Yeah, yeah, I would chop you down with words and just pretty much you.
And if I'm duct tape, how do I say a safe word?
There are
I got
a lot
you.
Of ways to safe word without your mouth.
Yeah, no, I yeah.
Tap out.
I'll teach you all about it in my class.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah,
but we should use you should use them as a test.
But furthermore, like
yeah, okay.
You know,
all right, go ahead.
You can hold your breath a lot longer than you think you can.
Okay, if you say so.
No, I know so for
okay.
a fact. Yeah. Competitive free divers train to hold their breath for 3 to 5 minutes at a time.
Those
and
are competitive free divers.
I'm sorry. Was yeah. I done with my sentence?
Woo! Where's the whip?
So 3 minutes after a lot of training means that you can probably do 30 seconds to a minute with no training. Let's teach him. Get him some good interrupting swats.
Wait a second, hold on. Let me make sure I got a camera.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get a good sound going because that shit sounded like all da-dum, da-dum.
Yeah. You did say you have buns
hold
of
on,
steel,
hold on.
Right?
Yes, hold
buns
on.
Of steel?
That's what he said. Yes, buns yes. of steel.
Ow. Test out your buns of steel.
Yeah, we should hit you on your ass because you're
that. Well, we're going to do that. Wait a second. We're going to talk. Hold on. No, so that's competitive free dive.
So please,
God, just finish your sentence.
Absolutely. You're so welcome for the honor of hearing my voice. So imagine what you could do with absolutely no practice. I mean, if you were to sit here right now, I guarantee you could hold your breath for at least 30 seconds, probably closer to a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even you. And
even me?
Yeah, even you.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to bet, like, if we can Hannah or Mark hold their breath longer? I'm going to put my money on Hannah
yes.
holding her breath longer. But I think even you could do, you know, probably a full minute of breath holding.
Okay.
Now, a full minute of holding your breath when you're under someone's ass feels like a fucking eternity.
That's the thing.
Like, it feels like an eternity.
Even
but guess
as
what?
Perfect
you're
and beautiful
fine.
An ass
you're
as
totally
yours.
Fine.
Yeah.
And I know that from on top of you because I know how much time has passed. So while it feels like an eternity, I know that it's been 45 seconds and I know that you're okay. So when you wiggle and you scream under me, I say, you're all right. You're going to be just fine. And I don't get up because I know. how much oxygen you need, and it's less than that.
And you've never calculated wrong?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But the important thing to remember, you pass out way before you die.
Ah.
Yeah. So when you stop squirming, I'll know.
So is that the goal, is to get them to pass out?
No, absolutely not.
But it's happened.
I've never made someone pass out from smothering them with my ass.
Okay. You made them pass out when they saw how beautiful your ass is.
You know, I've made men pass out in a variety of ways, but...
Really? Do tell.
You know, there are a lot of fun things that I do in the privacy of my own home. I don't do that in session.
Okay.
It's potentially dangerous play that I would recommend any listeners be well educated and researched about before they attempt to engage.
Are we talking breath play, choking?
Yeah. You know, all of it. But more breadth of discussion is really required on a subject like this. You know, mm-hmm. You don't want to put ideas into people's heads and have them go home and try all kinds of weird shit. I do a lot of research, and I'm always looking for new and improved information that I can find. And if you're looking to do scientific research on BDSM, The interesting thing is actually that on a surface level, when you dig into it, and I talk about this a lot in my class, medical research done on BDSM is actually very, very biased, you can tell, and really like a little bit like obnoxious in how bullshit it is.
Really?
So in my research, I did research on breath play. Mm-hmm. If you look up how to do breath play safely, you will find a number of articles written by medical professionals, you know, who have gone to medical school and all of that business, saying that essentially breath play is unsafe, should never be done, and can never be done safely. But similarly licensed and, you know, educated types of medical professionals will write articles about competitive freediving or, you know, sure. any other kind of marathon running.
Scuba
even.
Diving,
anything, yeah, anything that requires you to train and control your lungs. Mm-hmm. And they will write about the, you know, rate of hypoxia and anoxia that can occur, which is like your levels of CO2 and oxygen and how they're like running out and,
right.
and counterbalancing each other. And exercises you can do safely to increase your lung capacity. And, you know, they'll talk about the safety of it in It really is the same thing.
So you have to just, when you're looking to research, just...
try and frame it in athletics and, like, medicine as much
exactly.
as possible.
Yes.
And that is really where you can get a lot of your good information.
And here we go.
People don't like to do medical research on right. edge play. They would rather just say, don't do it.
Right. Now, I've had a few people do some choking and stuff in the studio. And when I was researching it, I thought it was. And correct me if I'm wrong, but because I didn't know a lot about it, but a lot of people, especially when they hang people, they come because just spontaneously.
I mean, autoerotic asphyxiation has a very long-standing history.
Right.
I have no idea about the orgasm experience of coming, but I do have a friend who always says that death is the final orgasm, so, I mean, right. it makes sense.
No, but I mean, so... But
at least
I
go on a t-shirt.
Well, that does need to go on a t-shirt. Well, what I was saying is, I mean, you know, when you're choking somebody, it doesn't have to go... I mean, you're not hanging them, but, I mean, or I'm sure you have, but...
Just as a disclaimer, I do not hang people.
Okay,
it's not a safe thing to do.
Okay,
you shouldn't do it.
All right, maybe not. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to see where the lines are. So, but I'm sure people have gotten really really aroused from it.
Yeah, I mean, like pretty much everything I do arouses men.
Because I was because I was like, why do people do that?
Men are very easily aroused is really the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Really, the wind blows and it's like, ooh, here's my boner.
Yeah.
You know, it does. So to say, does it arouse men? Yes, obviously. Everything arouses
men. Are all your clients men?
They're pretty low standard. In the 2 years that I've been doing this professionally, I've seen 3 female clients. Mm. So most of them are men.
Okay.
And you'll find that to be generally an industry standard. I know some people who have the occasional female client, but it's overwhelmingly men.
Right. Is that the same with you, Bossy?
Oh, only men.
Yeah.
You've never had a woman? I don't want to.
You don't want to?
That's not my thing.
Okay.
I'll do role play funny little clips, like with Cece.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Who's into like Oh, she had me do a wedgie one. That shit was a lot of fun.
A wedgie?
Oh, that shit was, it was so with much
the underwear wedgie?
And she had to tell me a couple of things because I really didn't bully kids in school. That's not, that wasn't my style.
So she had to explain what a wedgie was to you.
No, how, to do the couple of things, what to say. I know what a fucking wedgie is.
Well, I don't know.
I got a big ass. I get wedgies all the time.
Oh, stop.
I wedge men up my ass.
Well, I'm sure you do.
I want to wedge you up my ass. Let's get to the smothering. Too much talking.
God, you guys want to smother me so bad.
So we could shut you up and take over the show with Hannah. Hello.
You guys can do that anyway. You don't
Hannah,
have to smother
we
me.
Just talk about anything you want, girl.
Yeah. No, you guys could do that anyway. You don't have to smother me. That's fine. But
No, we have to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's gonna make it like to better. See us, like to see how long you can hold your breath.
Oh, great.
See?
Anyway.
You wanted for her to learn. You wanted to get into it. Look.
Yeah. Are you going to smother me?
No, I'm not going to smother you.
That's probably what's got him all hot right now.
No.
Yeah,
Hannah wants to be a dominatrix, but what it sounds like is, I really want Hannah to be a dominatrix so that my cool, hot friend is a dominatrix, and maybe she'll, like, spank me sometimes in between
no.
shows.
No.
I hear a lot of your subtext coming
through.
No,
there's no subtext. This is all
loud and clear.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to get Hannah out of her.
I'm blushing. Hey, any man who spends so much time talking about how he's not a sub, it's like definitely a sub.
Yeah. Low key sub.
Just because
I'm not a low key
no,
sub.
Just because like it sounds like I'm in my shell and I'm not. I'm just not very open talking about my sexual life because it's private for me. You know, sometimes I'll talk about a little here and there, but you know, I'm just kind of quiet about that.
And you don't have to.
It's between me and that person
in
the bedroom.
No, you don't have to. That's what's up. You just assertive. That's it. You don't have to.
I'm no,
and that makes
I'm
you
in
a
no
dom.
Way vanilla or anything like that. It's just like I'm a...
That's a dom. You know. That's a dom right there.
Okay.
She's letting you know.
Is that what she's, see? Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We got a high-key dom and a low-key sub.
Yeah. I'm not a low-key sub.
I like that, Nick.
As I was telling the goddess earlier, I've been with a couple girls that were dominant, and it just didn't work. It was like two magnets.
What did you say? You said you stopped it of your own accord because you didn't want to get too intense. You didn't want to get too involved.
There were a couple dominatrixes that we
rabbit hole. Right.
I would never get out.
Yeah, that's what a sub says. I've never heard. You're afraid to see a dominant woman because you think you'd never get out.
No. Not a dominant woman. Not a dominant woman. A professional dominatrix.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with dominant woman. I've been with dominant women, and I've been with submissive women.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer submissive women.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
Let me say that again.
Do the next shake.
I can tell already.
Do the next shake again.
Mm. I feel like your heart's been pounding since the moment we were in the green room with these beautiful ladies.
Yeah, they're beautiful women, of course. Of course my heart's been pounding. What do you think?
So tell us about what made...
No, I'm interviewing you. I need to know. I'm interviewing you. Now, you want the dom to come out. I'm interviewing you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so... And here's the thing. This is always my thing that I don't understand. Mm-hmm. And this is probably why I'm not a submissive man. What's the thing with feet? Because I know you're...
It's the number one fetish in the world.
Why?
Yeah, Tarantino has
Who
it.
Who gives a fuck?
I know Tarantino
I
has it.
I love it.
Yeah, also, not
I'm
all submissives both... like feet.
I understand that, but I'm looking at both of you beautiful women. That's the last thing I'm thinking about.
Well, sounds like you're not a foot guy. Wow, it's really interesting how BDSM
But you have to be
spectrum.
Into something else then.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, so he's not into feet, he's not into smothering, he's not into being...
What is your key?
What gets you
anyone
off?
Anyone who says they have buns of steel definitely wants to get hit in the ass.
He has an 80s fetish, I don't know.
Maybe even a challenge.
Aerobics, isn't that from an 80s aerobic fucking thing?
Let's get physical, Olivia Newton-John.
I was kidding about the buns of steel. Now I'm going to, you know.
Now he's going to be the next title of my career.
Here's another question for you, goddess. Because I was looking at a lot of pictures of both of you. Beautiful pictures.
I'm sure that you were.
Yeah.
You'll continue to look at them well after this interview's over.
I don't know. As sassy as you two are, maybe not. But I noticed that you don't shave your armpits.
Wow, you noticed that?
I did notice that.
Did you see hashtag hairy armpits?
Yes, I did. I caught all the hashtags.
Yeah.
Hashtag perfect body. Hashtag hairy armpits.
Yeah.
Why not?
Do you shave your armpits?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why don't you shave your armpits?
I don't know. I should. People tell me I should.
Well, maybe you should then.
I mean, in LA, that's what they do. Everybody
shave everything, yeah.
All the boys do that here.
Yeah, maybe you should try shaving your armpits.
Now, is that a fetish?
Some
guys are into that? Or?
Quite literally everything is a fetish. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah?
Anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do this. Someone's jerking it right now. Does that?
I hope a lot of guys.
I got to finally breathe.
I hope a lot. Oh, is that what? Yeah. Is that what?
Anything.
That was? Okay.
Anything. She heard it the best though.
I'm sure.
Your mouth noises. You were my favorite until like a minute ago.
I just ruined your life, and I'm so sorry. But I mean, everything's a fetish. Like, you know, You really think, oh no, no one would like that. But yeah, seriously, like you'll get like really specific things. I know someone, she got a custom clip request and like it was a smoking fetish, but it was critical that she used like one of those like grill lighters, like a stove lighter.
Right.
That was important.
Okay.
Like that she light the cigarette with that. That's part of it. If she had done it with a regular lighter, doesn't even fucking get his dick hard, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
So it's the specifics of it, you know?
See, that's my thing. I'm not that specific.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you don't have to like it all to like some of it.
Right.
It's a big spectrum. I think a lot of people think that. It's like, oh, I don't want to identify as submissive because, like, how long until I'm in a gimp suit? And it's like, no, no, no. There's a whole breadth of it. I know people who are into really extreme things, you know, I know a guy who,
I'm into spanking women, pulling their hair, choking
them. You're going to want to hear this.
Yes.
I know a guy who lets me put my finger in his urethra down to the knuckle.
I really didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, you did. But he doesn't let me spank him.
I love it.
He doesn't like to be spanked. He doesn't like pain at all.
That sounds painful.
Not to him.
Oh, it's painful to me.
The variety of the human experience is beautiful. I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh. I love this. It's so different. It's the science
behind it. I'm not squirming around
because
my erection's gone now.
Good.
Is that what you're going for?
Well, I definitely am not aiming to have your erection here.
Well, now she knows how to turn you on and turn you off.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, I do.
but I was going to say, you dye your hair purple.
Yes.
You're in the middle right now. Why don't you dye your armpits purple?
You know, there's just, like, not quite enough armpit hair. I've talked about this quite a bit, but this is it. This is, like, max. I haven't shaved my armpits in, I don't know, maybe 6 years. This is it. This is as much armpit hair as I'm going to get. So, and it's not a lot. It's not very much.
No, it's not.
So it's not, like, worth... I don't think it would... I think it would be a time-intensive, laborious process that would be, like, ultimately not that noticeable. Like,
okay.
I think you'd barely be able to tell that they were purple. But I have thought about it a lot.
Okay. That's just
if I had more armpit hair, I would definitely do it.
Okay. All right. that's an honest question. But what's the craziest fetish that you've come across?
Why is that always their first question?
That wasn't my first question. We're 40 minutes in. That's like my 100th question.
Of course, my brain is fucking going blank now. God,
right, it's like when someone asks
let me ask another question while you're thinking.
Let me see.
Let me ask another question while you're thinking. Is there
force feeding donuts and Twinkies to a guy who is huge, like 400 pounds, is probably one of the most fucking. I know people think, oh, it's like not, but it is kind of bizarre when you're shoving food down someone's fucking throat and they're like swollen already.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
That doesn't sound that weird, though.
Feeding.
I mean, it sounds like
I think we found Mark's fetish.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if he's that fat, that's what he likes.
To me, it was weird. I mean, I let it happen one time, but I couldn't do that shit again and again.
Yeah, no,
he's
no,
very popular in New York. I'm sure you New York Doms out there know who I'm talking about. Dunkin' Donuts, Twinkies.
And
if you're listening, guy, shout out to you. Thank you for supporting me while I was in New York.
Well, this is my other question. Is there differences... that you come across, Morgan's ready to kill you, both of you. But
no, she's not. Are you about to get fucked up?
Anyway,
you're just like getting, you know, strikes
but
added
I'm
against you.
I'm loving it because it's hyping
oh,
me
well,
up.
Oh, because I'm so subbed. That's my master plan. But no, is there a difference between subs around the country and what
they
request?
Yes, every state, country, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So like in Atlanta, what do they like that they don't like in LA?
Atlanta sucks for S&M. I'm gonna be straight up.
All right.
It's very. That's why I go to New York a lot, and I
in LA
and LA Miami as well.
Right.
It's I really a lot of people that come to see me in Atlanta fly in.
Yeah.
I'm serious, yeah.
Okay.
I don't even want a local sub. I actually have one who's from the UK.
Okay.
He moved there. Like,
all right, yeah, around transplant.
The same, yeah. And the other one is local, but he's the only one since I landed in Atlanta. I've known him, so.
Okay, so he's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's it. Other than that, everybody pretty much flies in to see me.
Yeah, because I would think LA, everybody's just too health conscious for the Dunkin' Donuts and all that shit, right?
Ugh. Cap of water and a cigarette.
That's yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Tic Tac and a stogie.
They don't. No. We don't smoke around here.
Nah.
In LA, we don't smoke. You can't smoke anywhere.
You vape.
I don't vape, but people vape here. Yeah. Vape, yeah.
Pussy sticks.
Pussy sticks.
No,
is that what vaping
South
is?
Park. Anybody at South Park, man.
Integrity. I watched a lot of South Park. I haven't watched it.
Oh my god!
If somebody showed up vaping, would you?
It's from South Park.
No, I got that. Like, no, yeah. But I mean, if somebody showed up, wanted
I don't
your
give
boss
a
around,
fuck if you want to smoke a vape. I would. I don't smoke a vape. I don't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I used to smoke cigarettes, but I don't smoke cigarettes anymore either.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quit.
You put out cigarettes on guys, right?
Yeah. Titties. Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Lee, who I put out a lot of cigarettes on in New York City. Thank you for supporting me, Lee.
See, that's what I'm saying. In New York, they get cigarettes in LA.
Yeah, he loved Newports. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to put I guess you could put out a vape on somebody. I don't know.
You know, I know girls do it, and there is a fetish for that. Like,
there's a fetish for
Nick
vaping
said,
and, like, vape
everything.
Smoking.
What is
but
it?
I don't know about, like, well, just, like, the smoke, like, fetish and watching the smoke come out and, like, the big, like, vape clouds, I think.
Like blowing that. It into people's faces and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Kind of
well, I mean, the thing is when you can spend all the time you want trying to dissect the meaning behind fetishes, but ultimately, like, everyone has a different reason. There's going to be something else. I mean, like, smothering. Some people, it's a blessing to just be that close to my ass. Like, anything to be that close to
well,
my ass.
That's what I would think.
For some people,
yeah.
It's about the breath play. For some people, it's about the power exchange, you know, having their life in my hands.
Right.
And for some people, it's all of those things, you know. It really is. There's so much variety to this experience.
And the smell.
The smell.
You guys love the smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as close as you're going to get to the taste.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys like when you fart on them, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck it up, baby.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that, yeah, there you go. Speaking of smells, yeah.
Yeah.
So just, yeah.
But it's not just the farting. It's the smell, the odor, you know, your natural smell down there. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I
understand
that.
In between, when it gets sips of air, they get to breathe all that air in. Cause,
oh, sure, yeah.
My air. Nick's godly air.
Bro, no, I get that. That's, yeah, as I say.
Not like just regular air out there. It's just bullshit air.
Yeah, when I've had women sit on my face, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
No, you can't. You know, you cannot relate to any of this. I don't believe you.
Really?
Nope. We're gonna have to.
I don't relate to any of this.
Here, we're gonna film it.
All right.
And then we can dissect it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. But what's,
come on. Aren't you excited, Mark?
I'm thrilled. So.
You fucking liar.
No, what's the weirdest fetish that you've come across?
I think he's shaking in his shoes right now.
I mean, it's all pretty like subjective, isn't it? Like my standard for normalcy is real fucking weird. Now,
yeah. That's
what I say. The thing they don't tell you about getting into this industry is it really fucking wrecks your barometer for normalcy because. I don't know.
This is
I'll be
why
standing
I can't
in Twitter
date a
just
dominatrix.
Like, yeah. Watching like porn on my phone and I'm like, oh, this is like there's only one dick in this person, so it's barely porn. So I can watch this in public. Like there's not four dicks in them. Whatever.
Right.
But I don't know. I do a lot of crazy shit. I like to be as weird as I can.
I'm trying to correlate S&M with how many dicks are in
It's just my Twitter feed is just all porn of all varieties. I follow mostly sex workers, so it's just mostly porn. My very first like actual like session that I did was I was actually a part of a cameo at Sanctuary. So another mistress was sessioning, and she pulled me in for like 15 minutes into her session. And this was like I had some BDSM experience. I knew some stuff, knew some terminology. I was ready to, like, spank some butts, talk mean to some guys, you know, maybe do a little pet play, have a puppy on a leash. I was ready for all of that. Was not quite ready for the cannibalism fetish that walked in on that day and wanted a cameo. And so this guy had a fantasy that he wanted to be, like, cooked alive and then eaten by beautiful women. And so, yeah, craziest shit, right?
Wow.
So what this mistress did, and she's a genius, she took him and like she did a bunch of things, but one of the best was that she wrapped him in tinfoil. Mm-hmm. And then lit a lighter on the outside of the tinfoil so it got like warm, but right, not like right. not dangerously hot, but like right, warm to right. simulate him being cooked in an oven.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tied him into sort of a hog tie, and he laid on the ground after she had cooked him. And then at this point, I come into the room and do like my 15-minute cameo, which is basically like, and I don't know what else she did to him during the session, but when I came in,
put some barbecue sauce on him.
Yeah, I mean, she had like a carving plate and like a little like fork and knife, and so when I came in, basically we just spent that time talking to each other about how we were going to finish like cutting and preparing the different pieces of him and like what we would do to like cut, you know, little dick bacon strips off and fry him up and like, you know, get some oil and all of that and you know, the eyeballs. And I was completely like taken off guard, but I rolled with it. I mean, I to this day I'm impressed with myself and my ability to just, I mean, I went with it. I was like, yeah, I'm taking the knife and like drawing out little portions on his stomach, like we're gonna cut here, this is where the meat's the softest, you know. Yeah, and then at the end of that, I left, and then at the end of the session, because I talked with her about it later, I didn't see, but at the end of the session, he came onto the serving platter and then he licked it up. So
he ate himself and his kids.
Yeah.
All right. That's.
So I mean, that was the start of my career. So
I know it's all downhill from there. Jeez, I like dick and pussy. I don't. That's wow. I've never. It's very imaginative.
Yeah.
Well, I told you this conversation is going to be so great. It's like 10 minutes to go. So if we're gonna play,
do it now.
This is the time to play.
Yeah, I heard you have buns of steel.
Yeah,
I'm letting Nick take the lead.
Okay, well.
Hey, you're gonna here.
I'm gonna take the camera.
Should I handcuff myself to the wall there?
I don't think that you should do anything to yourself.
All right. Well, let me get some chairs out of the way.
Yeah, move some
chairs. If I may do that, Mr. Citizen.
Maybe we'll handcuff you. You understand that you're gonna have to present your bare ass to me, right?
No.
I'm not gonna do this if you're wearing pants.
Okay, well then. Let's talk some more. I'm not presenting my bare ass.
Well, it's not fair for me if you won't. What are you wearing? Jeans?
Yes. No, I'm wearing just regular
dress pants.
You're barely gonna feel it.
Yeah.
Worthless.
Okay.
All right. You can get up and
you
I'll.
You want to smother me? I mean, what do you want to do?
Yeah, we can smother you. You might need a pillow though.
Do we have a pillow?
There's a little dinosaur pillow in there.
You guys
talk.
My day.
Not the dinosaur pillow.
You don't want the dinosaur pillow under this beautiful experience? Oh, yeah. But, I mean, really, it would be better with your bare ass. Fine, we'll just handcuff you up there, and we'll just let the record show that you are a little bitch and won't expose your bare ass. That's fine. You can have the weak pants, you know, saving spanking. That's fine. We're fine with that. I meet a lot of sensitive, fragile creatures in this line of work, and I respect that.
Oh, no. Oh, Reptar's going to get it.
You've chosen to be smothered?
I haven't chosen anything.
Oh, I told you, you know, either way, I can either handcuff you and thwap you.
Yes.
Or I can smother you.
We can do both.
Okay, we'll do both. Let's do a little spank first, then, and then I'll take your breath away.
This is all for Morgan's
amusement. Oh, I'm looking for your T-shirt, you big dummy. Yes. I love that.
Okay.
So, first we'll get you up here. Where are your cuffs?
Oh, cuffs are right here. I'm sorry. Well, my apologies. Cuffs.
All right, so they're getting the cuffs out. And remember, you can check us out on YouTube this weekend.
The Dark Mark Show.
These are serious cuffs. These are like...
Yeah, I don't need the key.
All right. Well, I'd like to get out.
Oh. Okay, well then I guess you need the key.
Yes.
One cuff goes on. Second cuff goes on.
You're probably going to want... Oh, okay, there you go. Are you comfortable? I don't mind too much either way.
Mark is now cuffed against the bar on the wall.
It's a little painful, but okay. I mean, I personally would have had your wrist move the other way.
I know this would be a great time for you to go in and start getting your stink on.
Right, now you're completely restrained. This is the way the show should be.
What is that? What is this?
That's it.
Good God.
Look at that.
These are basically jeans.
Yeah.
All right, can I get some arch in your back?
All right, is me out like spanked up? With a hanger, Marcus.
One step back. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And then you gotta pop that thing.
Pop.
High and soft.
Oh, look at that.
High and soft.
Hey guys, don't forget to go and check out these lovely ladies. Cool. Check out their websites, buy their videos, support them.
See,
you might want to have them say their websites.
Like that.
And I don't know if you're tickling me. I don't know what was going on there.
How's that feeling, Mark? Still got buttons of steel?
I can tell that she's warming up and it's not even there yet.
Got anything in your pockets? We need that paddle from outside, really.
Mm-hmm. Now she's switching to the hanger.
It's a great tool to warm up.
Hanger broke.
I think I would break the hanger. That's pretty much it.
Did you break it already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's great.
They're not like well made.
Buns of steel, I'm telling you.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark, with your new video. Your new workout video.
Ow.
How's that feel?
That's pretty painful.
I told you it would hurt.
I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
This is what I'm saying. Ow.
And you want, you know, you gotta love what you do and put your heart into it, right? Mm-hmm. This is what this is about.
Hannah,
if you find
friends,
something
I'm
you love.
No, this is because you keep trying to push me to do something I don't want to do. This is why I find it hilarious. You're getting what you deserve right now.
Hey.
Why are you pushing boundaries?
Ow.
There you go.
That
here,
hurt?
Here.
It did hurt. Yeah.
What
I'm
do you
with
say
Hannah.
It hurts real good?
Thank you.
You say, please. Thank you, goddess.
Thank you, goddess.
That's right.
Hey.
That's right.
This is just not the world's best cane, but it'll do. And then the critical thing that people miss with these is you can take the edge.
Mm-hmm. Aha! Ah! Ooh, whippa!
That was a little bit more than
yes!
That.
Nice! Well done! Yes! I felt that.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
So you
want
to tilt the paddle.
Can I ask you a question, Mark? What level of pain?
I have very, very low pain threshold.
So where are you at now?
If you can get them right here in the sit spot, if you can get them right
No.
Then they'll remember you all week long, and that's the critical part.
Sit spot, and make sure the paddle is tilted. It's not flat.
It's the thin edge of the paddle.
Yeah.
The less surface area is going to be like... The more that it hurts.
Mm. Good boy.
I mean, I've never seen Mark Dom like this.
Who's a good boy?
Thank you,
who's a goody goody boy? That's how you get. Yes,
and then
that's,
you can take the
that's what you get
well,
for being a good boy.
And then these are safe spots to hit, just as long as you're not hitting directly on bone.
Ooh, okay. That's some meaty areas right there.
Yeah, season those just right.
Well, I wonder if those nipples.
Yeah, how are your nipples, Mark?
They're very sensitive.
Oh, well, then we found it. Let's go. Let's go in. Let's go in.
Aren't most
let's
guys nipple sensitive?
Nipples.
We've had this discussion.
No, not most guys' nipples are not
we need
sensitive.
Them. Are
actually.
They protruding?
It really depends. There's some protrusion.
That means that he fucking likes women to suck on them.
Uh-huh.
I bet you he gets those submissive women to suck on his nipples.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's it. I'm coming to pinch the shit.
No.
You can get a good grip versus butt.
High and soft, Mark.
Okay.
Mercy? Is that a mercy?
Are you going to say uncle? Are you going to tap?
Thank you, guys.
So good, right?
You got to come in one of my sessions.
Okay.
I just want her there in the background just talking
is,
shit
I,
cheering
you know.
Me on.
And then this is one of my favorite implements personally that I keep on my personal database, which is these. Do you like this?
Kinda.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
This
is dull. They're dull.
The claw.
No, I'm not like
the claw.
Mark's getting the claw.
Well, yeah, see, you saw Hannah's nails. She could do this.
Yeah, definitely.
I've done stuff like that.
I'm sure you have.
See, she's a professional.
Guys actually have a fetish for long fingernails, and they like to be
some
tortured
guys
with
do,
them.
Some guys don't.
How
hands,
was that?
That
yeah,
was
hands.
Terrific.
Yeah,
that's a guy that's on my Twitter timeline.
Thank you, guys. That was wonderful.
Oh.
How did that look on video?
Zerk.
That's what I wanted to know.
Probably looked great on video. Worth
it did
pain,
look great
I'm
on
sure.
video. So, you guys remember YouTube?
Are you?
This like,
is
gonna
be
I'd like to get out of this.
Yeah.
Do you want to be
great.
Free?
I'd love to be free. Thank you.
Okay.
How do I free myself?
You have to beg for it.
Look how much nicer he is.
I can't get on my knees.
See, this is how you mellow and humble down a beast.
I like it.
Goddess, and we are humbling him down.
That's how you bet? You were begging for your life.
He's at 17, and now he's on 3. Like a little fucking lamb.
Please? Please?
See? This is aww. Him begging. This is him trying to beg. Can you beg a little bit harder?
Please?
Like, beg for it.
Like really?
Look, he's making eye contact.
Boss, you're back.
Like, maybe you want it. Like, maybe you actually want to be
I would actually
your own mark.
So then beg for it like you want it.
I want it.
How bad do you want it?
I really want it.
You want it really bad?
I really want it.
How bad?
So bad.
So bad that you beg for it?
Please. Please free me. Please,
should
Goddess,
Mark
free
be
me?
Freed?
Please, Goddess, may you free me?
Should we all take a vote?
Yeah, maybe we should vote.
I'm letting, I love what Nyx is doing to him. I want to see how this episode ends.
All in
ends.
Favor of Mark being let go, say aye.
So I can be smothered by you?
No one?
Oh, yeah, maybe we
that's what he wants.
Smothering.
He wants that ass on his face.
I don't, Morgan, how's are we doing on time?
You're at just shy of, or you're at an hour.
Oh, we've made
so
it.
We might have time for smothering.
Oh, so you don't have any time for smothering?
No, so we might have some time.
Oh, he's excited.
You
hear
close
that excitement?
It out with a muzzle. It's called an ass. You know, a man muzzle is an ass.
A man muzzle?
Oh. Man muzzle. Yeah, when she sits it on, you're going to shut
is
the fuck up. Yeah, man muzzle.
I'm going to man muzzle you out,
that's
Mark.
That's right. Shut it
that's
down.
That's we're going to shut down the show.
Woo! I love it!
There's some nice cuffs, huh?
Look at the marks in your hands.
Yeah. Oh, and look,
I'm not a handcuff lady, but
yes, yeah, like these are like police issued, you know, like the
those are those are official. You could tell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're heavy too.
Yeah. That's cute. He's like a little kid. Do you like my cuffs?
Yeah. Next time
if you had nice soft leather cuffs, then they wouldn't hurt so much.
Well, I see. I guess I have to ask Hannah, since she's the audience surrogate. Would you like to see me smothered?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
If I said no, you know how many messages I would get?
Get
her off the show.
Well, you're going to have to get up and get a good camera angle on that.
All right, so I'm moving away from the microphone, guys.
You're going to have to lay down with your
I understand.
Head on the pillow.
So, Anna, if you...
Yeah, it's
thank
on.
You.
It's back. Okay. And we're so back, sorry, baby.
It was barely plugged in.
Yeah. That's okay.
Good job.
Okay.
You saved the show. You saved the end of the show.
I'm professional, you know. I did theater
people,
tech in high school, you know.
Are you recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, people listening in, I just, when I was moving a chair, I pulled the audio out, so we lost audio for a second. So I was actually...
I'll edit that, don't worry.
But I want to say this. Don't edit this, because that means I've been a bad boy, hasn't it, Bossy and Goddess?
Well, you were disoriented, and that's why you fucked up, see?
So what do I get for fucking up?
You got a man muzzle.
A man muzzle.
Okay. You're gonna get a man muzzle. We're gonna we're about to hear you.
Lay on the floor.
Yeah, face up. The pillow's not necessary for me, but you might prefer it.
Okay. Well, you really did break that.
Yeah, I knew I would break the hanger. I forgot to mention that, but I didn't think it would be too much of a problem.
Man, Mark, you're a great sport.
And I want you to scoot down a little bit more. Just for the fun of it.
Look at that nice meaty face
to
sit on.
You got a great body for trampling too.
Oh, really?
You could probably like take quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot about your sensitive nipples.
I'm trying to get Trample Matt on the show, but we keep missing each other. You know that guy, right?
Trampling Matt?
Yeah.
Go ahead and take off the microphone.
Probably.
Okay.
You can take a lot.
I'm sure. Okay, so here's the important part. There's two important steps.
So we got Nyx over here. She's getting ready to sit on this big, juicy face.
So part number one is that you keep your mouth closed, because obviously I have no interest.
You want a face that's nice and thick and round to sit on,
because
otherwise you'll feel bones digging into you.
Okay. Great.
You don't want to freak out.
Oh, he looks a little nervous. Oh, I have footage of this, you guys. Wait till you fucking see this. And
see, it's a nice view, isn't it? Look at it.
It's a beautiful view.
Look at it. You like
so
it?
So she's up on his face, jiggling that ass, and now it's coming down slow.
Take a nice deep breath.
That's it. Yes.
Wow, I feel my fucking hips pop. I need to go to the chiropractor real bad.
Oh, he's already tapping out. He's already tapping out, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm telling you, I know for a fact that you've got way more.
Which one of you guys thinks you can do a better job?
You want me to do it one more time?
Maybe you should write Mark and tell him that you'd like to
last
lend him a face.
Nice camera angle.
There you go. You're fine. You could hold your breath just sitting around much longer than this.
We're going to listen for
much longer than this, even. It's been like, what, maybe 15 seconds now. Listen. That means you could go twice as long as we've already gone. Here you go. You're already doing better. Now that the fear has escaped you, just a little bit longer, Mark. You got it. Come on.
Oh, he wants
got
to pull it off, but he's being a good boy.
See? It's nice, huh?
Thank you, Godless.
How do you feel?
I feel okay.
You did good.
I don't know if I did that good.
Not the world's worst experience, right?
No, it was good. I didn't last that long.
Mark?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're...
I need to take your class.
You're a pathetic man. It's okay. I don't have high standards.
You're on your knees now.
Oh, do you feel emasculated?
No.
Good.
But you definitely seem a little different now.
Really? Well, how so?
Happier? Yeah, I don't know. You just seem a little more relaxed.
Okay.
Just a little relaxed.
That's now I can start the show. No, but
you do sound like just a little more chipper.
Yeah, just a little happier. Let's see.
You guys notice that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I always can tell because they come in with these big, giant fucking balls, and then you gotta like,
good
you know,
now.
Deflate the shit
didn't
out
I
of them.
I smell good before.
That's what I do.
That. I like
come
that.
Come in all cocky. You chop them down.
I don't think they smell quite that good,
bitches.
Okay. So you two are going to be at New Orleans DomCon.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's my first time. It's my first time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? Because you live right behind there, or sort of close.
Yeah, but you know the DomCon used to happen in Atlanta and L.A., and then they switched it up.
You know why?
No, I don't. But I think it's great that they're in New Orleans because a lot of people love it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm excited about going down.
Yeah, it's amazing in New Orleans. It's really wonderful. As compared to DomCon LA, we've got our hotel right on Bourbon Street. We're the Crown Astor on Bourbon Street. So
that's going to be, looks like, let me see here.
So you're teaching classes?
Yeah, I'm teaching one class,
the smothering class.
I
will be in that class. I'll check it out.
I'm trying to see the dates here. Hold on.
I need to find a good bottom. So if you're in New Orleans and you like to be smothered, I have a class.
And if you can last as long as my marathon session.
Yeah. You need to have actual breath control and be competent and also probably, it doesn't really matter what size you are. I just have to find the appropriate table.
Oh, really?
Has that
been a problem in the past?
Well, I typically play on a massage table if I'm going to be smothering
because
I do a lot of breath play that involves me locking my limbs under the table and compressing the body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not on the floor.
Yeah, not
on
usually
a
on like a dingy floor in like a studio, not often, but sometimes. Some massage tables are not meant to support two people at once, and so if you get a bigger person on there, you can fall. Non-intentional pain during a session is a bummer.
Well, if you go to domcon.com, you can get all the information about DomCon. Are you teaching classes? Are you good to teach classes?
I don't really know. I might teach a class about business and promotion.
Yeah.
You know,
which you're terrific at. Yeah.
Yeah. Branding.
Trust me, I can learn a lot from you.
Yeah?
About branding.
I think I can learn a lot from you, too, about this little thingy thing here.
The podcasting?
Yeah.
Just make sure you bring some handcuffs and a little hanger. But no.
That's boring.
Yeah, I'll bring some real toys next time.
Oh, please. That'd be great.
Yeah, bring some rope. I want to tie him up and see him squirm when he's being smothered. Like, when he cannot get out.
Yeah.
That, like, I think it'll fucking excite him and chop him down some, too.
Mm-hmm. See, the exciting thing for radio stuff is always going to be cracking a whip, but there's a 0% chance you could take a whip, so.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we could issue this as a challenge.
No, you're probably right. No, you could see. I'm a big pussy. I can't take pain. You know that.
Yeah, whip you right in your nipples.
I bet you would. No, I had an ex-girlfriend. She was a biter, and she's like, I bite everywhere. I'm like, you're not going to bite there. She's like, I bet you I will.
And?
She nibbled.
And you
anyway.
Liked?
No.
It's
once in a while in the heat of passion, sure. It's like, to me, it's the icing on the cake. It's not the cake. Anyway,
I think I gotta get you drunk.
Yeah, you can only hide from your truth so long.
Anyway,
I think I'm. But
anyway, we're getting.
Let's take him out. You want to go on a date with us, baby? Come on, let's take you out.
Please, wow.
You look like you need to be loosened up a little. Bit.
That's for sure. But we got to wrap up the show.
All right.
But Bossy Delilah, the put the camera on Bossy.
Hey, hi everybody. Twitter Bossy Ass Delilah.
Yeah, goddessnicks.net is gonna be your best bet. NYX.
Yes.
You got it.
And but Delilah and Nix, thank you for being on.
Thank you, Cyan.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Cyan. Thank you. Everybody at Sanctuary that hooked us up.
I love Sanctuary.
Sanctuary is incredible. Also, if you're local to LA, you should go to one of our parties at Sanctuary. Go to sanctuarylax.com.
Listen, if you're a fucking Dom, support DomCon, support Sanctuary, because it's the last it's the last of the last. There's nowhere. The way that Nix explained it is best. If you want training, you want to learn protocol and even learn switch and then be a dom, mm-hmm. this is the best place.
Yeah, and even if you're not trying to be a pro, like lifestyle classes, all of it, they have what you need.
It's great. I love Sanctuary, and I can't wait. Mr. Cyan will be here in a couple weeks. We'll talk about that. I don't know what that was, but anyway. And by the way, speaking of doms, Hail Hannah Box 666 on Instagram.
That's me. Yeah.
And Goth could be on all social media.
Yeah.
You're bossy. You get the last word. Go right ahead.
Oh, I was just about to talk about my photo shoot with Nix. She's also a photographer. I don't know why this didn't come up, but people should know that she's a photographer.
I did go to college, do have a degree. It is in photography. So if you're a dom, you're going to DomCon New Orleans, and you need those hot promotional photos, I offer very competitive rates for industry people. So.
Yes.
And it seems like you give good direction, too, for poses.
Oh, yeah. I'm very good at directing people.
Yeah, as we know. Anyway, everybody have a wonderfully creepy
week.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye, bitches.